signs and wonders. You've shown your power with precious blood. You've showed us your grace. You've been our helper, our liberator, the giver of life with no end.
Everyone to our Sunday morning service here at Calvary. I want to welcome those who are watching by way of Facebook, and we all know that's a normal now, and such a wonderful Sunday this Sunday. So glad to be back in person, and so glad to have the diplomats with us this morning. And we kind of just postponed our Jubilee, I don't know, maybe the first time, and since we've had it here at Calvary, I don't know, but first time since I've been here, postponed it for a while, and I told Brother Jimmy, Brother Corey on the way in, I said, we haven't had Jubilee yet. I said, our people are ready to worship this morning, and I hope you come to worship the Lord. I hope you're ready to worship. I feel like we are. I need to worship this morning, and so we welcome the diplomats, and I pray the Lord to use them in a great, great, mighty way. This morning, I want to wish someone a very special happy birthday, and that's one of our deacons, Brother Ceylon, this morning. Sing happy birthday this morning. Help us sing happy birthday to Brother Ceylon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Ceylon. John. Appreciate him for his years of service. Yes. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, goodness, goodness gracious. This morning we want to do, I do have a couple announcements to make, and we do want to do one thing. We're going to actually take up two offerings. The first is going to be our, in your mind, and your opportunity to give in tithes. And we will in just a few moments, if the men want to go ahead and gather up a couple of plates, Brother Don, I believe Brother Jeff as well, be making their way around. We'll go ahead and again take up the tithes of the church, and this is your opportunity to give to the Lord. And then we're going to have another one, but that's going to be at the end of the service on the way out. We'll have a couple offering plates as you exit through the foyer, or if you take this way out. And this will be an opportunity to give, be a love offering to give to and for the cause of the diplomats and their singing. And so remember that. That'll be at the conclusion of the service. And also, I see some material out here and CDs and such. And so I'm pretty sure Brother Jimmy and Brother Corey and some others may say more about that in just a few moments. But, men, if you want to come on down, we'll go ahead and take up the Sunday morning tithe offering. As they're coming, just a couple of announcements, a couple of prayer requests. We have the Teagues back with us this morning, and it's so good to see Brother Larry, Miss Connie, Christy. Miss Connie's brother went home to be with the Lord this past week. Let's remember him in prayer. I believe tomorrow is visitation and Tuesday's a funeral, Ephesus Baptist. So that is the funeral. The homegoing service of Miss Connie Teague's brother Bill will be on Tuesday at Ephesus Baptist. And again, tomorrow, visitation. Hightower, that's right. Hightower there on Bankhead Highway, Douglasville. So remember that. We will repeat that if you need directions, if you need to know the specifics. But also, I was given a note to pray for Miss Claudia Darby. She's at home this morning, not doing well, down in her back. And so let's remember Miss Claudia in our prayers. And a couple other announcements. Next Sunday morning will be our official Sunday school kickoff. And so we're excited about that. I hope you are as well. And we had choir practice this morning at 9:30. So that's going to be our back to regular choir practice time, 9:30 on Sunday mornings, which means next Sunday morning, 9:30 choir practice. So remember that as well. And then the following Wednesday, June 2nd, that will be our first in-person Wednesday night service. And we're so thrilled about that. Also, Brother Don Rich will be preaching for us that night. And so it's going to be a wonderful kickoff for back in person Wednesday nights. All right, well, let's pray this morning. Yes.
Sorry. Next Sunday night also is our fifth Sunday night fellowship in the outdoor fellowship. Where Christy and I will take care of the food again. If you'd like to just give a little bit to go towards that, that'd be great. We'll go after the morning service, and that way we have our numbers, and we'll collect money up until then. So if you have anything that you'd like to give, just give it to myself or Christy. And we look forward to it. I felt like the last one was great, and so we hope to have more next Sunday. Just bring a chair. We'll have chairs. If not, we'll have games and food and fellowship. So we look forward to seeing you guys there.
Amen. Bring a chair. Lay down your hair. There's going to be food to bear. So, and the word of God will be shared. It just comes out of nowhere. So, but anyway, what a blessing. I heard that. So good to have Brother Snyder with us this morning. Had the opportunity to eat lunch with him the other day, just a time to catch up. And what a great, great time we had. I want to ask Brother Snyder if you would come around and just bless the offering and pray and bless the offering and the service as well.
Let's pray together. Because you are a loving God and caring Father, we bow before you, bow our heads and our hearts to say thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you that we are seeing the stirrings of your church across this country finally being able to reassemble freely, being able to do those things you've called us to do, and how we have seen things that have caused us to be concerned that the enemy seems to be advancing at a rapid pace. But I thank you that you are still in charge. Thank you that you see the end from the beginning, and we trust you. Thank you for Calvary. I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would fill this pastor. Thank you for Brother Justin, his leadership. Pray you'd give him wisdom as he navigates these times and follows you and gets your leadership and all this done. We ask for this offering. Thank you for those who have been faithful throughout this time. Pray you'd be with us in this worship service. Bless the families that are here. For those that are facing trying times, for the T family, I pray your sweet presence would be real to them. Yes. Bless us now. Help us to see you do things that we know you can do. Yes. We're hungry to see a move of God. Be with the diplomats. Thank you for their friendship and their ministry. I pray now, as we move forward, you do that only you can do, and that is let your word change the hearts and minds of people. In the strong name of our Savior, we pray. Amen.
So good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. If you will take a hymnal, turn over to page 393. Everyone stand, sing, choir, stand with me. Let's sing When We All Get to Heaven. All right, everyone sing together now.
Sing a wondrous love.
With us by Facebook. Thank you for joining in as well. We just pray the Lord just gives us a great day in His house today. We're so excited to have the diplomats. They'll be coming around here in just a few moments, and they're going to share some great music and great songs with us this morning. And most of all, I'm so thankful that they're led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's the reason that we've had them with us all these years. They've been faithful to the Lord and faithful to His ministry. And we're glad to have them with us this morning. But the choir's going to do one more song, and I pray that you just pray for us this morning. It's a song we did for Easter, and I realize that. It's got a little bit of Christmas and a little bit of Easter, so we'll just sing it all year. How about that?
Amen.
But you pray for us as we sing this.
you enjoy the choir this morning? Amen. We don't brag on them a lot, but they do a tremendous job. They're very faithful, and I am so thankful for our choir, so thankful for our musicians. The Lord has truly blessed us here at Calvary. I want to ask you to please remember Miss Catherine, her mother, is not doing very well at all. We just pray the Lord just continue to give them the strength and the peace and the encouragement that they need. Again, it's good to see you here this morning. You know, we got a little bit of an early start. Give us a little bit more time so we don't feel so rushed. We're excited this morning to be in the house of the Lord. And so excited to have the diplomats. Would you please make them welcome with us this morning?
Everybody ought to be thrilled to be in the house of the Lord. I know we are. home church. There's been so many people who have been affected, not only through the COVID, but through their jobs and situations. And saw a lot of people with a lot of hope that's gone from their eyes. And I'll be honest with you, I was one of those people. I got down and out and just discussed it. Matter of fact, we're singing at a church tonight, and it was the last church we sung at in March when it shut down. But I tried to find joy. Now, men, I don't know how y'all are being quarantined at home with your wife and your kids for a month, 2 months. Are we on Facebook Live?
Yep.
It was a joy and a blessing. It really was. I wish we could do it all the time. But when it got to the point that Tim was the only guy we enjoyed seeing, he was our Amazon guy. When your Amazon truck guy comes to your house that much and you realize his name, and then you begin to invite him to stay over for dinner, it's a small cry for help. But I load up the family, we'd go to Walmart, and I found the closest spot to the door and get in the parking place and sit there with my reverse light on and just watch people get mad. It's the small things in life that I try to find. Hearing that. And people will get mad at you because they want to be right up in front of the door. And I just sit there and laugh. Audrey said, "Daddy, they're honking at us." I said, "They know us, baby. Just wave." And who would ever thought walking into Walmart, like at home, I don't know how it was here, but they put up sound systems and stuff outside, like speakers, like so that you feel better about spending all your money, you know, when you go in. It's like an amusement park. And then when you go into Walmart and you see everybody walking around with masks that they made at home, that was a joy. I've seen people wearing socks over their face. I don't know if they were theirs. I hope so. And you just begin to look around at the situation and think, where are we at? Where is our hope? Where is our mindset on Christ? I begin to think about, there's a lot of lost people that don't have hope. They don't have faith. They built their foundation on sand, not on a solid rock. And I was out driving around one day, and there wasn't nothing else to do, and I don't know why I went there, but I went to this little church where I got saved when I was 12 years old. And the Lord reminded me right there, that's where the devil lost the battle. That's where I began to put my faith and my trust and my hope into Jesus Christ. And I hope you can say the same.
I'm a star and baby.
this year. I love the pastor, let me tell you. Snyder, I've known for a long time. And he's always picked on me all these years. So I finally got an instrument that he really loved. It's called a banjo. It is. I won't ever forget the first time. I told Jordan this morning, I said, Jordan, I said, Snyder's probably not going to be there. You won't have to bring that banjo out tonight. I saw Snyder get out of the car. And I said, Jordan, get that banjo out. I've never knew anybody that loved the banjo as much as Snyder did. So all these years, I've let Jordan play it. And I told Jordan, I said, as long as the people, now I don't like it, but I have to put up with it because everybody has a fit over it. How many likes a little bluegrass? Let me see again. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, the first time I let Jordan bring it out, we was in South Alabama somewhere down there. And he started, I let him play it, and the people had a fit over it. And see, I told him, I said, long as the people likes it. I should have never said that. Because from now, for 6 years, we've had to pull this thing out. You're going to hear it today because the other night, we was in North Georgia, and he got two standing ovations. So you're going to have to hear it today. If you'll sit there, we're in Commerce, Georgia tonight. And if you'll sit there and stare at him, please, you won't have to hear. They won't have to hear this tonight. Are you ready, Jordan? This is for you too, Snyder.
Say it for tonight.
Okay, nah, I'm going to let you do it. Sing the bass this morning really good for me. Oh, you have? I'm proud of these guys right here. That's Timmy and Tim. That's Tim Stevens and Timmy Stevens, but that's a junior and senior, you might want to say. Okay? Give them another great big hand.
See, the thing about Mama not traveling, she's still the boss. Trust me, I go home. She said, "Baby, how was your weekend?" I said, "Mama, Daddy was just rude to me." Then Daddy walks in, and I'll smile and say, "See you later, Dad." Oh, it'll be a joy and a blessing. I tell you what, since we're doing quartet stuff, we've never done this. We practiced it one time without you, probably. So, if you have a problem singing the bass notes, I'll be more than welcome to take over. I had chili last night, so I could do the same thing. There's a lot in the key of C. Do you know the words? It won't matter. All you do is burp, growl, and love it.
Bye.
6 years that I have done this. And I think we've been here over 20. I was talking to Snyder a little while ago. He's a little older than I am. And, well, a lot older than I am. And, you know, you get to reminiscing about the past. And, you know, I remember Wednesday night service here. I won't ever forget it. People running to the altar. Running. Sliding in like they didn't want to miss Jesus. You know, a lot of times I get to thinking about when we're on the stage singing about our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't try to talk about politics or religions, because you can get in trouble. I got in trouble with a little 92-year-old. I told her I was a Baptist and I was proud of it. She said, why? I'll never forget it. And I said, because my daddy was a Baptist. My granddaddy was a Baptist. My great-granddaddy was a Baptist. She looked at me, 92-year-old. She was in Missouri. And she said, what if your great-granddaddy had been an idiot? And I never wanted to slap nobody in all my life. But she pointed that little old finger, and I said, well. I said, what are you? She said, I'm a Baptist. And I said to myself, why? But see, when she told me about my great-granddaddy being an idiot, I said, well, that would have made my granddaddy an idiot, my daddy an idiot. Then she had to say, well, what does that make you? And I said, a Baptist. Bought 4 CDs, 2 t-shirts, and some said, I hope I never see you again in my life. If you love the Lord on this side, say amen.
Amen.
That's pitiful. Say amen.
Amen.
That's better. Say amen on this side. This side, sing a little song with me, would you? This little light of mine, sing it. Good.
people votes on never who does the best or ever who does the worst. And those that does the worst get sent home, you know. What I'm going to do is let these three sing a little solo by themselves. Yeah, it's just us and God now, remember. We're going to do, let them sing a little solo by themselves. And you're gonna vote on every who does the best or the worst. And every who does the best, I'm going to give them a CD. I can't wait to get to you. I think you're going to do it. Every who does the worst, I'm going to give them a picture. Okay? That big old guy here. What's your name? Red. How about singing this a little bit?
Forever than it has ever been. And if you want
Saved. I had a little mama that prayed every night for me. Every night. And I remember at 13 years old, her prayer says heaven. And down the aisle I came to an old-fashioned altar. I still believe in the healing power of Jesus Christ. And I believe in an old-fashioned altar. I believe that when God saved me, I've never been the same since I came up. And I look back and, you know, somebody had to pray for you to get you where you at. I know Snyder had a great dad. Pray for him. I lost my dad when I was young. But my little mama never gave up. And I believe in prayer. And I want to do something right now. Would you stand with me a minute? Like I said, I know most of you, but God's in the house. And the old devil will try to get between your ears, and he'll try to rob you of a blessing every time. It's enough to have to fight him outside. But you don't want to have to fight him inside either. And Corey, I want you to pick a song. And this is just us and God, and I feel like doing this. But I believe that God has put somebody on your heart that you should have prayed for, but you just haven't. And I believe your prayers will be answered this morning. I really do. You may know a family that needs your prayer right now. Or you may know some sick folks that needs that prayer right now. And I'm going to ask you, God's put somebody on your heart. I'm going to ask Brother Justin to come around and Brother Snyder too. I love both of them, man. If somebody's on your heart, I want you to bring it to this old-fashioned altar that you need to pray for. Because God's in the house. And I believe he'll answer these prayers this morning. Don't let the devil rob us of a blessing this morning. Sing it, son.
I need your mercy. I need your grace. I need your hand leading the way. Can't make it without. Thank you.
watching on Facebook, this is your invitation as well. This is your virtual invitation. Respond to the Lord. And some of our members this morning. Let me mention this. I didn't mention it at the beginning, but I did say the teens are with us. It's so good to have them back with us. I mentioned Connie's brother Bill, but Connie herself, she's with us this morning. She has some multiple health issues she's been dealing with. In fact, she's getting ready to have surgery and here in the next week or two. So let's remember Miss Connie in prayer this morning. Family.
Many other things are going on.
And many needs.
The Lord knows all about it this morning. Thank you for responding to those that have. We'll pray for a couple more minutes. I'm going to mention the closing thought. We'll go to the house. Play some.
Jimmy and the others, such a blessing to us. Well, I do want to mention something this morning out of the book of Esther. We're not going to preach all four of my pages of notes I have. We're not going to do that this morning. I believe the Lord has ministered already, but I do want to leave you with a thought that we did have on our heart. We do, and I don't want to leave here. In fact, we may finish up tonight. Word we have on our hearts out of the book of Esther. In the book of Esther, there's at least five main characters, real people that actually lived. There is, of course, King Ahasuerus. King Ahasuerus was king, and
but there were two queens. The first queen was Queen Vashti. Those that have heard much preaching and teaching out of Esther knows the account given here of Queen Vashti. And then there was, of course, Queen Esther. But also in this book, there was Haman. Then there was Mordecai, some of the main characters out of this book. And let me say, just as a brief summary of this book records the divine providence of God, and how that he protected and preserved the nation of Israel. Some of you may realize this and note this based upon your Bible study and studying that the name of the Lord nor the name God isn't mentioned one time in the book. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? How that God protected and preserved this nation. Yet his name wasn't mentioned one time in the book. Pretty awesome book, Corey.
You know, sometimes in life we cannot necessarily sense God's presence. And you may be here this morning, you may be watching on Facebook and say, Brother Justin, I see all of the singing and I hear all the clapping and all, but you just don't understand my situation. Where's God on my behalf? Many times in life we can't necessarily trace his hand, but I'll tell you what it boils down to. Trusting his heart. There are valleys, there are dark places we all encounter. Especially if you're a Christian, this is God's way of conformity. Conforming you and I to the image of his Son. But there's times where we have to. There's no other way to get through it other than trusting God's heart when you cannot trace his hand. And so this book, it does not mention the name God one time. We know the story of Esther is about a Jewish woman named Esther who becomes queen of the Gentile nation of Persia. God raises her up to protect, as I said a moment ago, and preserve this Jewish nation with their enemies under the leadership of a wicked man named Haman. He attempts to utterly wipe out the Jews. God behind the scenes is raising up this little Jewish woman to intercede for the Jews. Esther is chosen by King Ahasuerus. She becomes queen. This all takes place because Queen Vashti, she denies and denounces to show herself at a party. King Ahasuerus wanted her to come and show her beauty off, but she said, I will not do that. I will not show myself. I will just be disobedient to the king. And I'm glad she did. Because when she stood in her integrity, when she stood for what was right, it opened up a door for Queen Esther to come in and intercede for God's people. I want to say this morning that you never know what God is up to. You just never know. And so Esther is the one chosen by the king. Also, this was the working of God to put her in the heart of the king so she could be, listen to this, close to the throne to intercede for God's people. If you have your Bibles or you can just listen along, I want to read you a couple portions of scripture and then say a couple things and we'll be through. Esther chapter number 4. We know that Esther is queen now. We know that Mordecai, being her cousin, being the one in the family, has a conversation with Esther in Esther chapter number 4 in verse number 13. Notice this. And the thought I want to leave with you this morning is this. The word possibility. Possibility. The thought of possibility. Esther 4 and verse 13, the Bible says, Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from thy father's house, and thy father's house shall be destroyed. But listen to this. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? In verse number 14, we see that Esther had a purpose. She was actually one of the maidens. She was under the leadership, under the guidance of Mordecai. And then Mordecai actually suggested her and brought her forth to be one of the maidens to maybe be chosen to be the next queen. And we know that she now is in position, Esther is. And the Mordecai is saying in her ear, Esther, this may not all make sense to you. Esther, this may even seem crazy, but who knows? You may be in the spot you're in this morning, or you may be in the spot you're in, and you listening may be in the spot you're in this morning, by God's divine providence, because there's a purpose for your pain. There's a purpose for your position. There is possibility. Esther had possibility. possibility. She was at a pivotal place in this situation, being queen, where she could actually approach the king. Verse number 15, the Bible says, "Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go and gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan." Listen to this. "And fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day." Before Esther actually took the advice of Mordecai and listened fully and was persuaded to approach the king, she prayed. She fasted. And I want to say this morning that prayer and fasting even fasting, which is hard for some of us to do, ought to be part of our decision making. And so she prayed, she fasted. Her ladies, her support system, they prayed, they fasted. But then the Bible says, "I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Notice she had courage in her calling. She had courage. She says, I will take your advice. I will lay it to heart, Mordecai. You look after me. You led me and guided me when mom and dad wasn't around. And I'm in this difficult situation with the nation of Israel. And we'll pray and we'll fast, and I will go into the king. And if I perish, I perish. You know, according to law and Bible history in the Old Testament, if you were to approach the king without that scepter being tilted forward with him saying, "Come on in, come forward," or a sad countenance, that could mean your death. But she was courageous in her situation. She said, "If I perish, I perish." Church, this morning we must be people of courage. We must exhaust ourselves for the king. We must move forward in the purpose, in the callings of our life. Whatever situation you may be facing, it may not make sense. You may not be able to trace the hand of God. But if you know that you know that you know with all your heart that God is in control of your life, that He is providential, and I say it's time to do business with God this morning. It's time to come to the king. Notice in chapter number 5 and verse 1. "Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king." And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. Next verse. "And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter." You say, "Brother Justin, what are you getting at this morning?" Listen, my only getting at this morning is simply this, that we have a standing opportunity. We have an open door to the throne room of grace. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. Those that are saved, He's our Savior, but also He is our intercessor. And this morning, you may be like Esther. Those watching may be like Esther. You may be in a situation that is very foreign to you. But if you belong to God, it's the same as in this story. He is tilting that scepter forward, and He is saying, "Come into my presence. Come into my presence." Have you taken your problem to the king this morning? Have you came to the king with your situation? Are you here this morning and do not know that you know that you know that if you died, heaven would be your home? If you do not have that assurance this morning, the king invites you into the throne. He wants you to believe on Him and be saved. But for those that already saved, those of us that have came in with smiles and suited up and act like there's not a problem in the world, and rightfully so, we ought to come in with a smile on our face. But there may be someone here this morning. And I know we've already given the invitation. This is just something to walk out the door with. Maybe we'll finish it tonight. Maybe you're here and you are just at rock bottom. And you've exhausted all of your efforts. There's nothing left to give. And your problem is still there. Take it to the King this morning. Take it to the throne. He invites you in. Again, we have this throne room of grace. And being children of God, we are saved by grace. We're standing in grace. And it's the grace of God that gives us the ability to continue on and serve Him. Like we said last Sunday night, we emphasized the two words, let us, in the book of Hebrews. Let us. And many, many times in the Bible it says, let us, let us. That's words of determination. That's words of invigoration. Someone who has been invigorated. I hope the service has done that to you this morning and for you. So we mentioned those things last Sunday night. And then we kind of, in harmony, looked at the life of Caleb and how that he was a man who wanted to move forward. He said, let us go into the land. This morning, as we get ready to leave and say the last prayer, my prayer is that you would go and do business with the King. If you have not already, do business with Him. Father, we love You. We thank You. We praise You. Lord, what a service. What a service this morning. We needed this at Calvary. But saying that, Lord, we're a church this morning that's marching forward. God, we have no desire to quit. We have no desire to throw in a towel. But Lord, we want to reach our community. But we first must be strengthened from within. So my prayer is this morning that we have strengthened the things that remain. Lord, help us to fasten our grip, to strengthen our grip, to take our hand to the plow and not look back. Oh God, we can come into Your throne this morning and we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Lord, there is no reason, Lord. There is no alibi we have. There is no excuse to retreat on God. But this morning, Lord, we lay it all out on the line. And we say, here we are, Lord. Here we die. Whatever comes, come what may, Lord, our face is toward You like a flint. There's no looking back. Help us touch lives. Help us not be mediocre. Help us, Lord, not be the kind that has fallen to the wayside because of this pandemic. And we watch only online. Thank God for online watchers. But it starts in the house of God. Help us, Lord, come back to the things of God this morning. We know true revival will take place when we're honest and open with Jesus. Lord, this morning we're honest and we're open and we move forward. Lord, allow Your face to shine upon us as we are tightening our grips to serve Thee. And Lord, we'll praise You for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. And we have mentioned the past couple Sundays about the love offering we're about to take. So I hope you brought your piggy banks. Seeing that we've all been blessed by the singing this morning, I pray that we will give from the heart that's been touched on our way out. All money will go to the diplomats. Of course, the church is going to provide as well a love offering. Also, remember the material out to my right and your left. I think that just about covers everything. All right. Glad you've been here today. Say amen.
Amen.
All right. We'll be dismissed. Lord, we thank You for the things that You do, God. Thank You, thank You, thank You that November 19th, 2002, You came to me. You came to me in my despair, Lord. I've tried everything I could try. Nothing
Father, that's nearly 20 years ago. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I pray, Lord, if someone was in attendance today that doesn't know you, they would bring home